So it's really a talk about an escape hatch from subchapter C. And being an old guy, I remember this whole movie, you know, Escape from New York. And I thought, I've got a very cute topic. How about Escape from Subchapter C? And my old friend Dennis Drapkin held up his hand. And Dennis was a very prominent, preeminent tax lawyer, head of the Dallas tax practice of Jones Day, the big international law firm, and probably, I think at that time, the incoming chairman of the ABA tax section. And I half expected him to say, well, Kenton, that's a very interesting topic. I've got a partner of mine in Beijing who's going to be right on top of it, could make this talk. But instead, he said, you know, Kenton, that's very interesting, but, you know, all our clients are publicly traded companies, and if they're not, they're going to go public the next time the market's up. And I didn't have the heart to tell him that I didn't have any publicly traded companies, hardly, and hardly ever took anybody public myself. And I felt very low rent, and so I sat down and gathered up my papers and slipped out to the parking garage, and you know the rest. And so then this time I thought, well, you know, this is going to be okay, because the planning committee date was my father's 90th birthday. And I said, there's no way I'm going to be at the conference, so I can send this topic in, and I'm not going to be humiliated again. I won't have to drive back to Corpus Christi. And so I sent it in, and sure enough, I get an email back, and it says, the committee thinks it's quite a nice topic, and they've assigned you to make it. So I said, okay, all right. You know, it's kind of not what I was exactly expecting, but I have a young partner sitting in the back of the room, Marco Longoria, who, as my mother used to say, is full of vim, vigor, and vitality. I thought could help me with the paper. And Bruce here is a young Turk, so I thought this won't be too much. So we'll make this talk. So I start to work on it, and about 60 days ago, feeling pretty good about it until I get a call from my old friend Craig Burgess.